As if fearing to walk normally, Bosie hobbled off with Terillus, thanking him and apologising also.
"Well, I'm sorry I made mock of you earlier, friend. You're a right braw beastie and finely learned. Listen, Lanu, fray this very day, if an any beast speaks ill of you or mocks you, they'll answer to the laird Bosie McScutter of Bolaney. You can tack my word on that."
When the excitement had died down, Abbot Glisson bade every beast to assemble in Cavern Hall, where he addressed them.
"I think it would be wise for us all to spend the remainder of the night down here. Biscay, Dwink, would you please see that there are plenty of blankets and pillows brought in? Sister Violet, keep a good fire burning in the hearth, please. Samuelus, I'd like all doors and window shutters secured and bolted where possible. Skipper, take Corksnout, Gullop Foremole, and some mole crew with you. Our abbey must be searched thoroughly. Make sure there are no more strange beasts within the grounds or this building. Only Friar Skirple and any beast on breakfast duty is authorized to leave Cavern Hole. Settle down now and try to get some sleep. Thank you."
The Red Wallers began occupying every ledge, nook, or comfortable place they could find. Before he departed with the search party, Corksnout had a word to say.
"Yeah, has anybody seen that grand dog of mine, Humphrey?"
Dwink staggered in, carrying a load of cushions.
"Humphrey? He's curled up in the dome, fast asleep, and still licking rosehip syrup off his pussy."
The big cellar hog nodded grimly.
"Right, our youngin, when he wakes, tell him to wait in the cellars. I want a word or two with an idle gatehouse keeper who leaves the main gate swinging open at night."
Far from settling down to rest, a festive atmosphere pervaded Cavern Hall. Abbot Glisson retired to a corner, not wanting to spoil the happy mood. He reasoned that it would help to dispel any fears of strange lights haunting the abbey. Sister Violet started up the singing, whilst the incorrigible D.A.B. showed off their jigging prowess. The song took the form of a repeating line, which required a clever singer. Sister Violet held her own. She had a pleasant voice, though she was pleased when others joined in. None of the older Redwallers attempted the dancing. This was a speciality of the Abbey Babes. Dibbins can be very athletic and quite competitive. It was not a jig for the faint-hearted. Jumps, turns, somersaults, backflips, and special paw shuffles were executed energetically. Two old moles on flute and side drum accompanied Sister Violet and the singers.